Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. In the course of the play so far, the Lear story you can imagine as a great staircase. That Lear started at the top of the staircase, sitting on a throne, sitting on the purple cushion with a crown on his head. He was king of everything. He gave it up. He split the kingdom. And from that point on, it's as though he starts to move down that staircase, losing status all the way down. He gives away his land. He gives away his daughters. He gives away his power. He gives away his authority. He loses his retinue. His knights are taken away from him. Lower and lower he goes. He begins to lose his sanity. He loses his reason. He gets lower and lower down that staircase until eventually all he's left with it is the realization that he is himself no better than the poor naked wretch that Mad Tom is. He's come almost to rock bottom, but he's got one more step to go down before he hits the bottom, and that is the descent into madness, when all reason has left him. And that great first half of the play, that long staircase down, the descent into madness, completes when he's been taken off the heath by the loyal Gloucester and brought into a little shed, a small hovel. And all that's in there, the only thing he has left in the world, is himself, a fool, a madman, and one loyal friend, Kent. And in that hovel, the madness becomes complete. And Shakespeare demonstrates it by having Lear try to put his daughters on trial in his mind. This mock trial is the final loss of sanity. It's gone after this moment. And he begins.
I'll see their trial first. Bring in their evidence. Thou robed man of justice, take thy place. And thou, his yoke fellow of equity, bench by his side, you are of the commission, sit you too.
And so he takes these three people that are with him, the robed man of justice, the naked wretch covered in nothing but a bit of cloth, the yoke fellow of equity, the equal to the madman is the fool. So he equates the fool with the madman and puts them together. And as an afterthought almost, oh yeah, to Kent, you might as well join in as well.
Let us deal justly. Sleepest or wakest, thou jolly shepherd, thy sheep be in the corn, and for one blast of thy minikin mout, thy sheep shall take no harm.
Interesting that. It's almost a parody, or it's an early version of a well-known later nursery rhyme, Little Boy Blue, come blow up your horn, the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. It uses it quite specifically. If you look after your sheep, if you blow your horn, if you heed the warnings, your sheep will be okay. If you don't heed the warnings, you lose them. You end up with nothing. Shakespeare never wastes an opportunity to remind us of the main theme.
Prrr, the cat is grey.
And that just shows he's mad.
Arraign her first. 'Tis Goneril. I here take my oath before this honourable assembly. She kicked the poor king, her father.
Very important point there. She never kicked him. He's lying. But as far as he's concerned, she's the lowest of the low. So he'll treat her as such.
Come hither, mistress. Is your name Goneril?
She cannot deny it.
Cry you mercy, I took you for a joint stool.
The fool is trying to help Lear by playing along with the game.
And here, another, whose warped looks proclaim what store her heart is made on. Stop her there. Arms, arms, sword, fire, corruption in the place. False justicer, why hast thou let her escape?
Bless thy five wits.
Oh, pity, sir, where is the patience now that you so oft have boasted to retain?
My tears begin to take his part so much. They mar my counterfeiting.
And at that point, Edgar can no longer even continue to play Mad Tom. He feels such pity for the king, he actually comes out of character and says, this is too terrible. I can't cope with this.
The little dogs and all, Trey, Blanche, and Sweetheart, see, they bark at me.
Which I think is one of the most poignant, one of the saddest moments of the play. At that point, even in his own imagination, he feels that he is totally alone. Even in his mind, his own dogs are barking at him. It's one of the saddest moments that the play has to offer. Another round of applause for our readers.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.